It's Scourge time. Everyone's raiding for Rogue, and Scopely have made things right with the community. We'll cover this and more in the UK's number one Marvel Strike Force podcast, the MSF Pod. Greetings, Commanders. Welcome to episode 79 of the UK's number one podcast on Marvel Strike Force, the MSF Pod. This podcast covers everything that's happening in the world of Marvel Strike Force, which is a My Bar Hero collector game available where you play My Bar games. We are the lads from 4Play Gaming. Check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/4PlayUK. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and tell your alliance mates about us if you enjoy this podcast. And a massive thank you to you for your support. We are looking for sponsors for the podcast, so if you are interested, send us an email to 4pgamingteam@gmail.com. Introducing the crew today, we have the Kitman and resident expert in all things Marvel, Diggs. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, mate. Are you all right?
Yeah, all good, all good. And Adam is still on the beach with his bucket and spade. Right, okay. First and foremost, mate, did you get any good pulls this week? Any upgrades, red stars, and what have you been working on team-wise?
No good pulls in the slightest. I opened a fair few orbs because of the people you need for the Scourge are like all in the orbs, aren't they? So
that's right, yeah.
A fair few, but nothing remotely noteworthy. And I have just been working on my teams for that event and levelling up Rogue, the second I unlocked her. Because that's what I'm like.
There you go. Boom. Okay. Happy days. Yeah. I mean, we'll have a chat about the Scourge event and stuff. Well, we might as well talk about it now, I guess. Scourge event for Rogue and Pestilence. How have you got on?
All right. So far, my highest score, I got to the last node of difficulty 7 with no Scourges.
Okay.
And that garnered me a score of 765,000, so not too bad, but I do want to try and break that mill.
Yeah, okay.
Milestones. So I'm doing another run on difficulty 7 now. I've leveled up my Young Avengers a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
How we get on with that.
Okay.
And then go from there.
Brilliant. One thing I'd recommend for adding Scourges and stuff, there's a Scourge right at the bottom for 30 points.
Right.
Called Stay Down. On a player character's turn, remove revive once from that character.
Yeah,
30 points, mate, and it, you know that only affects like Nebula and people and like Gamora and Adam Warlock and stuff.
Yeah, there's not a huge amount of characters that I use that have auto revive. So
it's almost a gimme. You know what I mean? It's an easy 30 points.
Like it.
Yeah, sweet. So for me, I've added Scourges. I finished difficulty 7. My Scourge score is 113, and the last run I did was just over a mil, so a mil and 27, which nice. Which has stuck me in the
top 20k. I think you said, didn't you, something like that?
I'm just under 15k at the moment. So I'll probably add a few more Scourges. Or I might try difficulty 8, but difficulty 8 is really hard. Like, I could barely get out the first two nodes on that, so I was like, okay, maybe not. it's difficult, isn't it? Because I find it hard to watch content creators on Scourge because it's so like individual. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it totally depends on your the teams that you've got that you can use and all that kind of stuff. Like it's yeah, like you say, it's so individual. It's not just like, oh, you use this team. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone's TCP is different and stuff. And like, you know, like someone being like, oh, just, you know, just use Echo. You know, my Echo's 6 red, 7 yellow, 6 red. And it's just like, well, yeah. Like the majority of sort of players that don't spend probably have a 3-star Echo at best.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so it's, I don't know, it's... Yeah, that's sort of why I don't want to bleat on about it too much, you know.
Fair enough.
But yeah, we hope everyone's doing well with them, and let us know in the comments how you're doing, what your Scourge score is, and how many runs you've done. I've literally done 2 runs, and that's it. Like, and I know we've got like 8 days, so I might when I come and see you later, mate, I might try another run when we're chilling. But I don't know. But like I say, guys, please let us know in the comments below. How you're getting on with your Scourge run, what you've found, and how you find the whole Scourge thing as a whole. Yeah. So what we're talking about Scourge is one thing I have noticed is, and we talked about this yesterday. It seems like you would get like, you know, multiple options for teams, and then I think you said it, like there's like one team that is worth investing in, and the other two are pony.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. Like the first one for Morgan Le Fay, you could have Web Warriors or Dark Hunters, if I recall.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And the Dark Hunters were an absolute waste of time. Like didn't garner you any decent damage in any way. Whereas the Web Warriors were good. Like, do you know what I mean? You leveled them up and they would carry you through node 5 and 10 with relative ease. And this time you get A-Force, Young Avengers, or Inhumans. Inhumans are a complete waste of time. There's no point using them at all. So it was a split between A-Force and Young Avengers. And I thought, well, the A-Force are the new kids on the block for the most part. Like, Captain Marvel's good. They've got reworks. And then we got Spider-Woman and Nico. I'll level them up. And I chose poorly. not the one at all. And yeah, they're struggling in those Node 5 and Node 10. And then I leveled up my, like I say, leveled up my Young Avengers a little bit. And it seemed a hell of a lot easier with them. So, it's annoying.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely food for thought, isn't it, for the future for future versions of Scourge. Like when they announce the teams, maybe just wait off, you know, hold, and then, you know, if there's a team that's got a heap of sustain, then that's probably going to be the team that you're going to want to take in.
Yeah, exactly. That.
So for the next Scourge, for is it War next, isn't it?
Yes, I think
from,
so. Yeah,
from memory. So. For that Scourge, I mean, we know to start with it's the Hero Eyes Guardian team, isn't it? So that's the first team that they've announced.
Yeah.
So we'll have to suck it and see, because I mean that team at the moment doesn't really have any sustain at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what though, the Unlimited X-Men team, I stuck to my guns and I'm glad I did, because they do seem to be really good. I'm doing a Scourge now, difficulty 7, okay. And I've just done the first two bionodes, and Web Warriors did it, but they were a little bit dodgy at times. And I think my Web Warriors team is 750-ish K, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing the third node, which is the second selection of characters, which is Mutant. And I'm using my Unlimited X-Men, who are 504K, something like that, and I'm absolutely smashing it. It's easy.
Ah, wicked.
Everyone's full health. Like, I've got four characters left to kill. Easy life, mate.
Perfect, mate. That's great. It's great to hear. Love to hear it.
Indeed.
All right, so Cosmic Crucible Minute. There's going to be some updates to Cosmic Crucible. Probably by the time you hear this, it will have gone live. So the updates are... Trials will now run from Monday through Thursday, Pacific time, starting on July. July the 11th at 12 PM. There'll be no Cosmic Crucible the weekend of July 8th while we make this transition. So there are changes to rooms 3, 4, and 6, and they'll have simpler stage rules based on filterable traits to help you select the best squad for battle. And all of those teams are now live in the game. Have you changed up your defences and stuff for Cosmic Crucible?
I haven't actually. No, I'd forgotten about that they've changed the stuff on the room, so I'll probably go and have a look at that later today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I've set my defences and stuff, but it definitely seems a little bit more reasonable. There's one room where you can literally put like X Factor in there, because it's all about mutants critting. So I've literally stuck my X Factor in there, and the fifth person I've just put Phoenix in there just because she's a nuisance, isn't she? So, but we can chat about that furthermore next week, I guess.
Nice.
Wicked. All right. So the big news this week was like after the first blog post, which we'll read in a bit. There's a second post in regards to what happened with. The Summer of Thunder milestones. So basically, you know, we discussed it last week, how it was just a massive blunder. Everything went wrong. And this is Scopely's reply to that. So let's go paragraph for paragraph, mate.
Sure. So last week there was an issue where the milestone was sending rewards through the inbox. That's, blimey, that's a big word. Erroneously granted.
Erroneously, yeah.
Enough points for some players to complete the July Summer of Thunder milestone, while the dev team moved quickly to compensate other players to make things equitable. Unfortunately, that compensation was unintentionally also made available to the players that already got the rewards.
We understand this issue caused frustration, especially as it occurred leading into an extended weekend here in the US. The Marvel Strike Force team understands the competitive aspect of the game and the importance of maintaining that integrity.
Therefore, we will be sending players level 14 and above 50,000 Molyneux fragments to complete the Summer of Thunder milestone. The inbox message will expire after 7 days. Additionally, there will be more tiers and rewards added to the associated leaderboard milestones, milestone rewards above 50 up to 100,000 points, allowing players the opportunity to earn the full set of rewards twice.
Which is amazing. We greatly appreciate the players that voiced their feedback so we could discuss this matter and address it accordingly.
And we strive to offer the best experience possible. We have fallen short of delivering that recently. The leadership of the development team is currently auditing our processes and working quickly to address the links in the chain that have contributed to a number of the recent problems. These issues are learning experiences for the team, and changes are being made to address the weak spots. This includes, but is not limited to, improved testing requirements for quality assurance, longer lead times, and more rigor around data implementation and development of additional tools to mitigate errors. We will always endeavour to be better and raise the bar.
So the Boundless Entertainment Studio appreciates that Marvel Strike Force only exists thanks to the enthusiasm and passion of our players. We pay careful attention to your feedback, the positive and the critique. We appreciate all of it because we know that, like us, you care deeply about this game. We will never take your time and passion for granted. As players ourselves, we continue to listen and take action to make this the best game possible. And then thank you and good luck, Commanders. So, I mean, I was shocked when this came in.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't believe that they. Well, what did you think about it?
I thought it was good. I was shocked when the rewards came in because my instant response is, "Oh my god, they've done it wrong again!" Yes.
I'm one of the lucky ones. Yeah.
And I figured out that it wasn't a mistake. That was what they were doing to correct their initial mistake. It made sense, but it's a good response and fair play to them. They've done what I think all companies and all people should do when they do something wrong. Don't throw out excuses. Be like, hands up, we effed up. We're sorry. We know that it sucks, and here's what we're going to do to fix it, like now, and then what we're going to try and do to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future. And that's what you can do, because stuff will happen. It's just it's inevitable. No matter what you do at any time, it will go wrong at some stage. So at least they're doing what, to me, seems to be the right thing.
Yeah, they've...
In the future.
Yeah, they've done... Mate, I completely agree with you. Like, there's been problems in the past and they've literally said nothing. Like, and they very well could have just gone, you know, V's up, you know, here's a number to call, 0121, do one. And that would have been it, you know what I mean? And we would have been no better off. Everyone would have just been a little bit more salty on Reddit, and that would have been it. But they've, you know, I mean, like I said last week, Reddit was on fire about this. Like literally, like there was posts with like, I think the highest post on there was like 3,000 upvotes for give us the rewards or something like that. Like, and everything like was for days and days was just all about the rewards. So, I admire them. I respect them for making it right. You know what I mean? And, you know, and they've basically given us the milestone again. So, yeah, I mean, you can't knock what they've said here either. Like you say, I mean, like, you know, they're going to look into improving quality assurance, which is probably the biggest issue in the entire game. Yep. So, yeah, like I can't knock it.
Good stuff.
Happy days. So, yeah, nice and Scopely. And like I always say, man, we take them to the carpet when they deserve it. And, you know, we put them on the pedestal when they deserve it as well.
Indeed.
Right. Let's bang out this blog post, mate, for this week. So, blog post for July 8th, 2022, the Space Viking. So, Summer of Thunder event, Space Viking, sets sail on July 15th with the upcoming Space Viking event. Up for grabs will be Thor's new Love and Thunder costume, along with the Summer of Thunder progress and rewards that will bring a smile to Odin's face.
The Summer of Thunder continues this... Interstellar Longship Milestone, launching on July 15th with the Space Viking Battle in Arena and Wind Blitz to earn progress toward the seven-day milestone that rewards Yellow Flash Blitz to purchase Thor's costume, which looks quality, by the way. Lines of Lightning Orb Fragments, Training Modules, Teal and Orange Raid Orb Fragments, Armory Orb Fragments, and Silver Promotion Credits.
So you get 300 points for an Arena win and Blitz win, Sim and Non-Sim, 30 points. So, yeah, I mean, the top milestone is 58,000. So it's a lot.
Yeah, 1,500 points a day. What was it for 7 days? So it's like 15,000. So it's 18,000 points from Arena. So then you need 40,000 points from Blitz. So 40,000 divided by 30. It's a lot. That's massive. I even struggle to do 40,000 divided by 30.
Right. Quick maths on the podcast. I love it.
Say 1,300 Blitz wins. That can't be right.
There's, I think we have 40 Blitz teams now. I think, I've got 40 Blitz teams.
Yeah.
So yeah, that puts it up a little bit.
Yeah, 30 points a win. You need 1,300 wins.
All right.
But if you've got 40 Blitz teams, that's still. Like 35 rotations, all of them getting a win.
Nice.
Yeah. I suppose that does maths kind of does make sense over 7 days, but it's a lot of hard work. I'll be doing that, tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess I will be. To grab this Asgardian's garb, you need to complete the first 20 of 30 total interstellar longship milestones to earn enough yellow flash bits to purchase the costume in the costume store. Unused bits, blah, 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 blah. Right. So the Space Viking milestone. Open your lines of lightning orb, 2,000 points per orb to earn progress towards the Space Viking milestone, as well as catalyst parts, gear tier 14, 15, and 16 orb fragments.
So and then there's a nice big table with all the rewards on.
Yeah.
Your fragments, 160K to complete the milestones. Lovely.
Beautiful.
And then we got the Electric Aesir Web Orb Milestone. Sorry, Web Milestone. So along with the Glory of Victory, rack up points for winning raid battles and electrify this web milestone that rewards lines of lightning or fragments, stock promotion credits, T4, T3, and T2 ability materials. And that's just your daily web milestone, by looks of it, on the old your website.
Yep, we like that.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, lovely. I love milestones that give you stuff for just doing what you do every day. Like I'm like, yep, thank you very much.
Best.
All right, so next up, we've got Sinister Sunset. So rumbling your way on July 14th is Sinister Sunset. The featured trait this time around is Sinister 6, and the rewards up for grabs are Molyneux Fragments, Blitz Credits, Basic Orbs, Legacy 1 Orbs, Legacy 2 Orbs, and Mega Orb Fragments. Yeah. Score points during this quick rumble through either Blitz or Blitz Sim. And... you'll bolt through the milestones even faster by winning with featured trait characters at 4 stars and featured trait characters at 7 stars. So, I mean, the majority of sort of end game players have probably got all of the Sinister Six leveled up to 7 anyway. So, good news for them and probably good news for most players that are mid game as well because, you know, Sinister Six, a lot of people seem to have them.
Yeah, that seems to be a team you get early doors in that Sinister Six.
Yeah. So, yeah, happy days. And then updates to Cosmic Crucible. Do you want to hit this, mate?
I think so. The battle for the Living Tribunal's judgment will soon see updates to the timing of Crucible trials, as well as all the stages. As of July 9th, the first trial starts on July 11th, and trials will run Monday through Thursday, and there will be no Cosmic Crucible the weekend of July 8th while we transition to this new schedule. Be on the lookout for an inbox with Crucible credits as a thank you for your patience while we make the shift in the calendar.
Just quickly on that, they did give us a little payout, didn't they? But it was literally like 1,400. I was just like, thanks a lot.
What you get for like winning two matches or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So I'm hoping maybe on Monday we'll get like a proper payout. I don't know.
We'll see.
But yeah. So another Cosmic Crucible update on July 11th. There'll be stage rules. Oh, we've covered this already. And yeah, the new stages are in your defense. So have a quick look before Monday.
Lovely. And then Mojo's Mayhem. Mayhem is back again on July 15th with season 21 of Mojo's Mayhem. Rewards for this season will be split by commander level to better assist with precision roster progression. The rewards up to level 64 through 79 will feature orange gear, while level 80 plus will feature teal gear. And available to everyone eligible for Mojo's Mayhem will be Ghost Spider character shards. More Ghost Spider shards.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah, strange. Especially when like Scarlet Spider's absolutely nowhere to be seen.
Everyone's got miles. I imagine that most people have got a fair few Ghost shards by now. Like, I think mine's not far off 7-star.
Yeah.
They've just done Spider Punk, so I can understand that. But then, yeah, like you say, Scarlet Spider, and sorry, Old School Spider-Man, obviously, I imagine most people will have it.
Yeah.
Scarlet Spider's nowhere.
Hmm. Interesting. I like the players level 80 plus getting teal gear. I mean, if that's exclusively teal gear, I'll be very happy with that.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, so you'll be happy about this next one. Red Star featuring. So make sure Rogue's Unlimited X-Men team is primed for battle with the upcoming Unlimited X-Men Red Star featuring. For a limited time starting on July 13th, all Red Star Orbs will have an increased drop rate for the following Unlimited X-Men characters. Dazzler, Gambit, Sunfire, and Phantom X. So if you got skanked on those characters when their Red Stars were there, then you've got a second chance, mate. You excited about that?
We all did, yeah. I'm loving it. Loving every minute. I got Gambit. I don't need any more for him at the minute, but the rest of them I certainly do. I think Dazzler's 3 and Sunfire's 2 or the other way around. I can't remember.
Okay. That's good, man. All right, well, let's hit these weekly events, mate, and we'll get out of here.
Lovely stuff. And then we'll be gone like the darkness at dawn. So weekly events. Psionic Assassin Blitz starting July 10th. We're all Psylocke character shards, yay.
Yeah, 4 days of Psylocke, beautiful. And then we've got the Gamma Raids coming. So July 10th, Gamma Raid Orbs featuring villain, bio and mystic characters. Yep, thank God for Raid Sim.
Yeah, get in the bin. And then we've got the Quick Rumble Sinister 6 on July 14th, which obviously rewards stuff for the old Summer of Thunder event. And you need Sinister 6 characters.
That's it. And then we've got the Back to Boot Camp Flash event coming back. So required characters are skill military, and that rewards training modules. Beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah. Not bad, mate. Not bad at all. So a lot of good this week, I think. Those Molyneux fragments are very much appreciated. I mean, a lot of people are sort of still have their complaints, saying that they haven't addressed other sort of major issues that happened, like in regards to people. I don't know if you remember the Dazzler event, people being able to buy her offer and complete the milestones and stuff, but you can't bite the hand that feeds in this situation, I don't think.
No, and like, fair play to Scopely, you can't please everyone all the time, but I think they've done what they can to appease most people.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it, yeah. Like, I keep saying it, but like, they could have just been like, we're not doing anything, deal with it, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you just have to sit there and take it. So, yeah, like, yeah, fair play to them.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that is pretty much it for this week, man. If you've got anything else you want to talk about in regards to Marvel Strike Force, are you happy to get out of it?
Oh, yeah, as well.
All right, man. Nice one. All right, guys. So please remember to rate and review this podcast, have you consume it, and please do not forget to follow or subscribe. Remember that all roads lead to youtube.com/4playuk. If you want to ask us a question for next week, drop it down in the YouTube comments below. There's a link in the description if you're listening on the podcast service. A few of you hopped into my DMs, so I really appreciate that. It's nice to talk about the game with you guys. And I won't say your name or anything, but yeah, appreciate the chat. Nice one. And thanks a lot for checking us out, guys. And we will catch you next week. Diggs, you got anything else you want to say?
All right, see you next week.
Nice one. All right, thanks a lot, guys, and good luck, Commanders. Boom.